Welcome back to the 5 Minute Geek Show. It has been approximately 9 months since the last one, and I got opinions again. I got thoughts. And the Laravel Podcast Season 3 is starting to wind down, and it turns out that it's coinciding with me having thoughts about things. So recently I was at a client, and somebody asked a question, and they said, so how is it that you came to the price that you charge right now? And I kind of was caught a little off guard, so I made the joke of, well, you know, and it's not even a joke, but it's a little bit of a joke where you say, well, you keep raising your prices until people are complaining. I think the other way of saying it is, if nobody's telling you you're too expensive, you're not charging enough. And I joked about that, but that's not really what set our prices. And I kind of wanted to point out to everyone that the main thing that we used, and this might be helpful for somebody else, is figure out how much it costs to run the type of company you want to run, and then charge that much money and hope that it lines up the amount of money that people are willing to pay you. And that's really what it is. You know, when we started out, we charged less than we do now. And we also were not running the company we wanted as much as we are now. And as over the years, we've done things like increase healthcare coverage, add student loan assistance, add and increase 401k coverage, fly people to Laracon and to company on-sites. What else have we done? Added 20% time, which if you're not familiar with 20% time, it means one day out of the week, you're not billable. And that means that you are one day out of the week, basically not making money, which means by introducing 20% time, we cut our revenue. We're increasing how much we pay people over time. And the increases we've given over the years and how much we pay people have gone at a greater pace than inflation. So that means, I mean, even if it was the same pace of inflation, we would need to adjust our prices according to inflation, but that's another thing. So as I think about the things I want to do for my employees, the company I want to run, the things I want to say yes to, and the things I want to feel free to say no to, it costs money to do those things. And so the goal is to find the amount of money it takes to run the company you want and to find a way to provide enough value for a group of people that they will, you know, basically that the utilization rate of your billable people compared against the, you know, the not utilized rate for those people, plus the not billable people, you know, administration and ops people and stuff like that, that kind of, you take those numbers and you multiply them out across a year, and that your hourly or daily or weekly rates end up with enough money in the bank that you can pay for salaries, you can pay for all those other niceties like travel and health insurance and whatever else it ends up being. And then there's, you know, enough money for profit at the end. And of course, profit is the most kind of, you know, iffy thing. Well, how much profit are you making? Are you charging as much as you are because you're trying to get a whole bunch of profit? Well, it would be nice to make some money at the end of the day, yeah, outside of just our salaries. But that's not really the focus right now. I mean, we do make some money and we do put some money into savings at the end of every pay period, but not a ton. And kind of the goal here is for us to really create a healthy, stable environment, a whole bunch of healthy, stable jobs who are able to, you know, for people who are able to really take care of their families and live the lives we want them to be able to lead and they want to be able to lead, and to provide a really great service for our clients, and to do so in a way where our pricing doesn't make it so that only a few people who can work with us, you know, we'd like to work with lots of different types of people, but we're not pricing ourselves so low out of that desire that we're not able to really create the company that we want. So I think that's a thing. It's helpful for me to be able to think through the actual just simple question of why do you charge what you charge? And we're cost more than some people are in industry, and we cost less than other people are in industry. So it's not as if we're at the top or anything like that. But of course, any client wants you to be cheaper, you know, and that's not a bad thing. I mean, I want any vendor I hire to be cheaper. But each of us has to figure out what are, you know, the pros and cons, and what are the different values for each of the aspects of our pricing, and how much we charge and how much we pay people and all those other costs and all those other things to think about. So anyway, if you've ever wondered about how to price yourself as an agency, of course, I don't have a great solution there, but I think from Titan's perspective, it was more, let's keep adjusting this thing until we find a balance. And I think we're not done adjusting. You know, there's some really cool things we could do if we charged a little bit more, but we definitely don't have any plans to charge more in the near future. So there's still, you know, it's still an open conversation. And of course, with inflation and all that kind of stuff, things can change. But in general, it's, you know, it's, there's a lot of factors going into it. And the quality of life for our employees is pretty high on the list. You know, the most expensive thing of running a consultancy is payroll, and the second most expensive thing is all the other HR related costs like health insurance and everything like that. So hope this helps somebody, and welcome back to the 5 Minute Geek Show. And if my timer's right, this one's going to be under 6 minutes. So technically, this is almost a 5 minute geek show. So go team. All right, that's it.
Some old rabble trying to stop me. There's going to be some dreadhead boys in the wobby. You don't want a problem, no problem with me.
Yeah.